So in 2007, 2008, data was emerging with axitinib that it may be a very active agent. There was data showing progression-free survivals in the 10-11 month range or greater in the cytokine pretreated patient population. At that time, the only data that existed with sorafenib in the frontline setting was the phase 2 frontline trial with a 5.5 month PFS. So the decision was made to get more information about axitinib in the frontline space. And there was a trial that was recently launched in the Asia Pacific area of looking at axitinib in the cytokine pretreated patient population. So the study sponsor made the decision to modify that trial to make an amendment and add a second patient population, and that would be a second group of patients who were treatment naive. So that trial accrued in Asia Pacific countries as well as in the US Oncology Network in the United States. That trial was powered to show a very brisk difference. Again, based upon the data we had, suggested this would be a reasonable, but we were looking for what turned to be a 78% improvement in progression-free survival. So we were hoping that axitinib would show a progression-free survival of greater than 9 months, so moving from the 5.5 to the 9 months. And so that turned out to only be a several hundred patient trial. The trial enrolled relatively quickly, was well balanced between arms, and the results were surprising to us. We saw a visible difference in progression-free survival. The curve separated nicely, however, just missed statistical significance. The axitinib arm performed at 10.1 month PFS. However, the sorafenib arm performed at 6.5 month PFS. So the trial turned out to be negative based upon that. And toxicities were, as expected with both agents. So the conclusion of the trial was that axitinib has activity in the frontline setting as evidenced in the trial. However, it did not meet the statistical hurdle, the high statistical hurdle of a 78% improvement, and further study is needed. And this trial was presented at the same time Brian Rinney was presenting his phase 2 frontline trial of dose-escalated axitinib, suggesting even greater progression-free survivals in that 14-15 month space.
And just to be clear, phase 2 setting, that was not done in your trial.
No. Well, we did dose escalation as part of the product label. So that would tell that patients who had grade 2 or less toxicity were allowed to be escalated up to the 7 or the 10 milligram dose and also could be dosed down. So that was also part of our original schema. But in his phase 2 trial, that trial, which clearly probably had a different patient population in it, showed even a greater progression-free survival than our trial. And so I guess the take-home point from that is that we just missed statistical significance. Clearly, many of us in this room who've used the drug were wanting to see strong data in the frontline setting because we felt that it would provide an option to our patients there of a drug that was as good as or maybe better in efficacy and maybe more tolerable. But the trial did not show that, and it's been scrutinized because of the high statistical hurdle. And I'll just point to what my colleague Dave McDermott had mentioned earlier, that as a field, though, we should be demanding these type of improvement trials. To have, I was thinking to myself, well, boy, axitinib just missed. I mean, people have done calculations that if we would have put 10 more patients on the trial, it would have potentially made positive. But then you have to ask yourself, we would have been left with a drug in the frontline setting with a PFS of 10 months. And we know the other PFSs with our other agents. Would that really have helped us move the field forward? What we really need is the 70 to 80% improvement in progression-free survival. We need that difference moving PFS from the 11-month where it's at now with sunitinib and pazopanib to the 13, 14, 15 months to really move the field forward. So at the end of the day, that's the result. So it was discouraging, not sure what's going to happen in the frontline setting with axitinib, but right now we're happy to use it second line.